to Back with your host, Chris Ellison. On Back to Back, we feature a lineup of Christian music, and most of it is Canadian. We love Canada, and we love our Canadian artists. We want to showcase their music on this show. We'll feature reviews, artist interviews, and we'll play some of their songs. So stay tuned, and thanks for joining us on Back to Back.
Back to back. Welcome again to Back to Back. My name is Chris Ellison, and I'm glad to be with you here today, sharing a great assortment of Canadian Christian music. Well, on today's program, we have a special surprise. We have a great interview with Brian Dirksen. He's a well-known Canadian artist, and you may have heard yourself singing some of his songs in your church. Well, we're going to sit down with him, find out what he's been doing and where he's heading, and we'll play some of his songs back to back. But first, we're going to jump into a feature from a Canadian Christian artist, Elias Doomer. And he hails from Hamilton, Ontario. And his latest album has received praise for its blend of contemporary Christian music and thoughtful, inspiring lyrics. Elias Doomer has been recognized with several awards for his contributions to the genre, including Worship Song of the Year for The Anthem in 2015. What makes Doomer stand out is his innovative use of both traditional and electronic elements in his music, creating a distinctive sound that bridges the gap between classic Christian hymns and modern worship. Well, for more information about his music and latest updates, please visit his website at eliasdoomer.com. Well, right now, let's get into a couple of his songs. We're going to hear his song, Enough, but first we're going to start it off with Good on Back to Back.
God is good. Even when it's hard to see that everything he does for me is good. God is good. Even when it's hard to see that everything he does for me is good, yeah. Lord, you never said that living would be easy. Lord, you never said that trouble wouldn't come. But I know that you said when I'm in trouble to believe. So I'll be here singing that my God is good. It's hard to say, I'm gonna say it anyway, 'cause he's good, God is good. Even when it's hard to say, I'm gonna say it anyway, 'cause he's good, yeah. Fighting for good, for good. Even in these troubled times, I know, God, that you are fighting for good, for good. Yes, I walk the other side through the waters. You divide it, your good.
Back to Back.
Still out everything, Jesus. You are enough.
And now a back-to-back Canadian artist feature.
So have you ever been in church and sung the songs over the years, songs such as Refiner's Fire, Come Now Is a Time to Worship, Hope of the Nations, and many more, like I have in church, not really knowing where it came from? Well, on the program today, we have Brian Dirksen, and he's going to talk to us about not only his past and where he's come from, but the incredible work that he's doing with artists in Canada to help grow the Canadian Christian music industry and create a sense of mentorship and community among this creative group, and try to provide mentorship in terms of how to engage with the industry out there. And it can be a challenge. And so, Brian, thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be with you.
Well, we want to talk about a variety of things. We want to talk a little bit about the past and the present and the future and what you're doing out west. Can you share with us your journey, briefly, into music and how you discovered your passion for Christian music?
You know, for me, music was always one of the two key components of really that spiritual spark in me. It was nature. It was, you know, trees and the natural world, and it was the musical world that sparked it. And I just have this vivid memory of, you know, being in 10th grade. I was 15 years old and going to my first Christian concert, which happened to
and
be...
And what was that?
That was Servant, Petra,
yes,
and the Robert Case Band in Seattle, Washington. But what was crazy about it was my dad, who really was trying to build bridges to me and to my friends. You know, rock and roll wouldn't have been his musical mother tongue. You know, he grew up singing in quartets. He liked all kinds of music as long as it was good music. But when he thought about expressing faith in music, he didn't think of rock and roll. But anyway, he knew that I was being pulled by some of this music. And so he offered to take me and a whole group of our friends and drive us 2.5 hours south from where we were living and still live in Abbotsford, British Columbia, down to Seattle to this concert. And there was multiple things that went on in that concert, because it was good quality music, it was good quality sound and lighting, and there was a whole community, you know, whatever, 1,000 people there. So you realized, oh, you know, it's not just a handful of us. There's other people out there that are being stirred by this kind of music. And I think that was a moment when a seed was planted in my heart. Of course, I didn't think I had no idea if I had what it takes creatively or whatever to create my own music at that point. I was just jamming in my bedroom with a guitar, you know. But I think that event I think that would have been the summer of 1981 would have started the journey for me. And it took me, you know, fast forward then about like another 8-9 years after that point to my first kind of like recorded, published, released song. And you know, and we're kind of marking this year 35 years that I've been doing this kind of like in an almost full-time way. And I almost shake my head when I think about 35 years. Where in the heck did 35 years go? Because you feel the same inside, and then you go to do something maybe that you used to do, and you go, and your body says, oh, but you're not quite the same. You're almost the same, but
the spirit is willing, but the flesh is getting weaker.
Just a bit weaker, not all weak, but just a little bit. Yeah, no, I it's been quite a ride. It's been a good ride.
Well, as far as artists are concerned and your involvement in their lives, whether or not it's collaborations on projects, but even on artist development, I understand mm-hmm. that there's a lot happening with you and those involved with you in terms of training, connection, community, tell us what you're doing and how artists can learn more about it and maybe access it themselves so that they don't feel so alone. How do they connect?
Well, one of the main ways now I'm doing it, and I did this in collaboration with my son-in-law, Luke, who I mentioned before, we've been collaborating, is we have launched a program called Unlocking Your Songs, where we have three different courses where people, it's a free course, there's a mid-level course called Unlocking Your Worship Songs, and then a full master-length class. It's like the equivalent of three college courses. Because I developed a whole songwriting program for a college about 10 years ago. So I've done a lot of research about encouraging and helping songwriters learn the craft. And then when they sign up for the master-length class, and then they can access some group Zoom support calls that we do where we get together with other people, and we've got students and people involved from around the world in that program, but a lot from Canada, I would say. You know, the majority is still Canadian, though there's several Europeans and Americans involved as well. And then, you know, so beyond unlocking, I just do some mentoring, song consultations. People can book a song consultation with me where they send in a couple of songs, and then I respond to the songs and show them what's working really well with the songs and in which ways they could potentially improve the song. From time to time, artists get in touch. They reach out to me and they go, hey, can we get together and talk? I've got this idea or whatever. I go, sure, let's set up a time. So, And my good friend Marika, who I'm collaborating with, does this a lot. She consults other artists. We do some of that together as well. So, and then my son-in-law, you know, Luke, he hosts here a songwriting circle once a month where, you know, 10 to 15 songwriters, it kind of ebbs and flows. They come and they sit in a circle and they share songs they're working on together, and they encourage each other and they help each other. But part of it isn't just the songs, it's about the fellowship, so to speak, with just other people that are pursuing that. So I just think we need to invest in training, we need to invest in community, and then hopefully health in those things will eventually lead to a healthier, more connected industry in all ways of what that means, you know, which means better, more inspiring art for people across the country, you know, songs that will really touch people and serve them in their life.
So how can people reach out to you? Where can they find you online and read about it and reach out if they want to?
Well, yeah, it's very, very simple. If you're interested in the song craft in that community, you just go to unlockingyoursongs.com. And if you're just interested in getting in touch with me personally, or even like booking me to do like a live workshop, you just go to briandirkston.com. And, you know, I don't have a staff. It's just me, my wife, and, you know, my son-in-law who helps me with some of the visual stuff. So if you go to my website and you click on contact and you send an email, I'm the guy answering. We're you know, little family business / ministry here in the West Coast of Canada.
Well, we've been talking with Brian Dirksen, and now let's just jump into a couple of his songs on Back to Back.
to Back.
We were listening to Light the Fire Again by Brian Dirksen. It was great to sit down with him and find out what he's been doing over the last few years and where he's heading. Brian talks a lot about a sense of community and how Christian artists need to pull together in order to thrive and learn. And before that, we heard a couple of songs from Canadian Christian artist Elias Doomer and his songs Enough and Good. Well, we're at that point in our show where we need to wrap things up. Please be sure to tune in next week and in future weeks for some more great interviews. We've got John Buller and Steve Bell and others. Our goal is to help you get to know who they are, learn a little bit more about them, and follow them online. Well, thanks again for joining us, and we'll catch you next week on Back to Back.
You've been listening to Back, and we thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to check us out at www.backtobackradio.com. If you know a Canadian Christian artist that you want to hear on this program, let us know. Well, check us out next week right here on Back to Back.
Back to back, back to back, strong guy, back to back.